Throughout the solar system and extending to interstellar regions beyond. This is the Kevin Smith Show.
You don't know
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. It is Friday, and for folks on this side of the planet, it's Friday night. And on the other side of the planet, well, it's Saturday. But over here, it's Friday night, and so I know, you know, especially on a Friday night, there are billions of things you could be doing, but you've chosen to be here, and I appreciate that. I truly appreciate it. Welcome to another exciting journey into the world of the strange and the unexplained. And I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Because of that, it is incumbent upon me to tell you that this is K-Files night. K-Files is the name of our newsletter, and we send it out every 2 weeks. And so tonight is the night. It starts going out. We start emailing it right after the show tonight, and it'll be emailing through the night. So if you're not subscribed, you know, it's absolutely free. So if you're not subscribed, you got to ask yourself, where's the genius in that? There's not any, but if you want to see a bona fide genius, I'll tell you how to do it. Go over to my website, click where it says K-Files, subscribe. When you get that automatic email, right then, instantly, you're going to get an email, and it's got a link in it for you to activate your subscription. Click that. Okay, so that's two things you do. You subscribe, then you activate your subscription. You do that, get up immediately, go look in a mirror, and behold the genius. And I think you'll enjoy the K-Files. We've been publishing that for a very long time now, almost as long as we've been broadcasting, and we are now into our 14th year of broadcasting. Two or three more weeks, we will be into the 14th year of publishing the K-Files. I think it started about 3 weeks after the show started. So anyway, we've been publishing it for a long time, and we have people right now that are subscribed to the K-Files now who subscribed way back in 2000 when we first began. And so, see, some of you are doing the math and you're going, now 2000 and this is 2013. That's 13 years. No, we just celebrated the 13th anniversary
of broadcasting for 13 years. That means we have now started the 14th year. And so I think you'll enjoy it. I really do. It's free, and you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. Tonight, we are going to dive into an old, well-worn discussion. And the reason we're going to do that is I think that discussion has sort of lost its way. I think there are new things to think about. We'll be back. All of the music used here at the Kevin Smith Show is from independent artists. Most of it from independent artists at musicalley.com. Go over to musicalley.com. Check out thousands of artists and thousands of great independent tunes. Musicalley.com.
A million light years away from my home. A million light years away. A million light years away from my home. A million light years away.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are tonight going to be taking a look at a discussion that I think is sort of worn out. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, if it's worn out, why are you going to do this? Well, because I'm going to show you why I think it's worn out and what really ought to be the focus of the discussion and some evidence. That is some things that people are not talking about, things that people are not considering, and a point or two that perhaps you haven't heard. A long time ago, really even before the modern UFO era, which most people say began in 1947 with Roswell, and for a lot of people, that's it. The modern UFO era, really, you could probably say it goes all the way back to 1898 and maybe a little bit beyond that. Anyway, a long time ago, before this modern UFO era, people were speculating about whether or not the moon was populated. You know, a lot of those speculations were fanciful, but at least it showed that people were thinking beyond Earth. And they were kind of fanciful and almost science fictionish. And early science fiction, some early science fiction, has to do with the moon being populated, and with Mars being populated. So this goes back a long, long ways. But once we get into this modern UFO era, we have people taking that question, is the moon populated, seriously, and you have some pretty serious books that have been written about very, very strange anomalies on the moon. Well, we have a short attention span. It's something that's just seems to be a trait of our species. And so we don't really grasp and learn things that are around us. They pass through our minds. We process them, and by processing, we either decide to think about them, or we decide to let it go in, you know, one gray cell and out the other. We don't really grasp and hang on to and learn lessons from the past. We all say, well, you know, if you don't learn the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat them. And we repeat that all the time. And then we repeat the lessons of history, the hard lessons of history. We just keep repeating it. And we've been doing that, I guess, since our kind have populated this planet. But some of the books that have been written about people being on the moon are pretty fact-filled and pretty evidence-filled. Someone Else Is on the Moon. I've got that book. And then you have Ingo Swann's book, Penetration, where he talks about doing remote bilocating to the moon and what he saw there. And, you know, it was populated and there were mining operations going on. And there are a lot of others. But then along came talk radio. And of course, there was some talk radio in those early days, but not much talk radio about UFOs and extraterrestrials and the moon possibly being populated. In time, it developed, and with that, the whole information process sped up tremendously. So long as your source of information about anything was reading, that was a bit of a slow process. A good process, because you tend to remember more that you read than you remember of what you hear. But talk radio came along, and the process sped up. And so not only did the process speed up, but the inherent escalation and acceleration of radio caused people to speed up in what they were hearing. Let me explain. It may take you 20 minutes or 30 minutes to read an article. It may, if it's a long article, it may take you 2 or 3 days to read a book, but you can sit down and listen to a talk radio show tonight, like you're doing right now, and it's a couple of hours, and in that couple of hours, there's a whole bunch of information. But tomorrow night, it's a whole bunch of information about something else, and the next night, it's a whole bunch of information about something else, and it just snowballs. And so we don't retain a lot. We hear a lot, but we don't actually retain a lot. Now, we don't forget it all, of course, but it's just a much faster process, and it's a little bit less efficient for our memory than reading. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because with talk radio, you also have the possibility of getting a much, 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 much broader field of information in a much shorter period of time than if you read. I recommend reading, though. I read incessantly, and I recommend that you read. But the fact is that what you hear tonight will not be what you hear on Monday night, and what you hear on Monday night will not be the same information on Tuesday night. It changes very rapidly. So we get exposed to a very broad field of information, and in doing that, if we take one topic, like, is the moon populated? Is someone on the moon? We, over the years that you've been listening to talk radio, you have heard hundreds of guests come on and give their theories about that. And many of them assert those theories as though that's a fact. I know that's a fact, you know, and it's really just opinion. They haven't been to the moon, so they don't know. It's just opinion. But you hear A is true, and then the next guest that talks about that topic says, well, A minus. And the next one says, oh, no, it's C. And then the next one says, oh, no, 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 it's B minus. And then the next one says, well, now, wait a minute, it's G. And so it just gets, your mind gets scattered all over the place on the topic, and it's hard to pull it together. And what that does, that has the effect of diluting and washing out the discussion. It isn't washing out information. You're getting more and more information, but it dilutes and it washes out the discussion. And that's happened not only to the topic about the moon, it's happened to every topic in every genre, not just the genre of this show, every genre. It has happened to that. So that after a while, you know, people are kind of right up to here with information and no sense of what part of that information could possibly be real. So we're going to take this topic of, is somebody on the moon? And we're going to dissect the discussion a little bit, and we are going to look at some evidence and see if we can sort of pull it back together a little bit and put it more in a form where it can be discussed. You will remember that as NASA began sending probes to the moon and pictures started coming back, and pictures started being released, You will remember that some pretty amazing anomalies were found in some of those pictures. As those probes started carrying ever increasingly high-tech cameras, we started getting better pictures. And as those pictures got better, we were even a bit more amazed and wowed by some of the anomalies. NASA has the capability of getting very, I mean, crystal clear, crisp pictures from the moon now, but we don't get to see those very often. Usually, they are showing us something. It's high resolution, you know, they say, but, you know, they're shooting it from so high of an altitude that the thing that they're trying to show you is a tiny dot, and by the time you zoom in on it, it's, you know, even with high resolution because of the altitude of the camera, you don't get much. But they've got lower altitude pictures of just, I think, every bit of the surface of the moon. They have low altitude pictures that are high res. We have to work with, you know, what's available to us. And when the Apollo program started, and we started getting pictures from, you know, the moon, from the astronauts orbiting the moon. Yeah, I know they didn't go, right? But we started getting those pictures back. We started seeing that NASA was airbrushing things. NASA was taking things out of pictures that really were amazing. You could still see the shape of them, you know, like a very, very, very tall tower, and NASA airbrushed it out. But you could still see the shape because they didn't do a very good job of airbrushing. And we could go on and on about the airbrushing. But the point is, we started seeing pretty clearly that the moon at some time has had population on it. Now, I'm going to pause here. Well, no, let me go on just a little bit, and then I'll get to some pictures. A lot of theories started coming up. Now, some of those theories you're very familiar with. For instance, there are alien bases on the moon. That's one of the theories. There are alien bases on the moon. Another theory says that actually the United States and Russia, at that time the Soviet Union, had a joint base on the moon before the Apollo program. A really super secret joint base before the Apollo program, and that they had a joint base with American, Russian, or at that time Soviet, and aliens as well. You know, there are several bases, several locations. And so there have just been a whole lot of that sort, that type of theories. There have been a whole lot of those type of theories around for a long time. And we see pictures from various lunar orbiters, and now, you know, it's not just the U.S., it's not just Russia. You also have India, you have Japan, you have China. And so, you know, we see these pictures that show things that are extremely anomalous. And by extremely anomalous, I don't mean it's just a weird rock formation. I mean buildings, construction, that show up in these pictures. Now, as I said, I have some. I'll show you some in just a moment. I'll go ahead. Here's an older one, and I'll describe it for those who are listening. For those who are watching, you can see the coordinates there. And you can go look this up and zoom in on it yourself. This is an image from NASA ASU, okay? Arizona State University does a whole lot of this sort of thing for NASA, or in conjunction with NASA. Now, what we're looking at is on the moon, and frankly, to me, I mean, it's a big complex of some kind. The picture is a bit blurry, as I explained why. NASA's never going to give you the best shots. But here in this picture, this, to me, frankly, resembles a building that you would build out of Legos, simply because it has some of those shapes, not entirely, but there are some of those shapes, you know, those jagged shapes like you would have with Legos. And but this is obviously quite a complex. It's big. Now, that's on the moon. That's a NASA picture. That's on the moon. I have some more that I'm going to share with you, but we'll do that after the break. But the point is this. Stuff is there. There are two questions, two primary questions about it. One, is it alien or is it human, ours? Two, is it something from the deep past or is it current, is it present? In other words, is it occupied right now? There is yet another theory, and that is that the moon is the real home base of the various aliens that visit the Earth. And so, you know, we spend all our time trying to figure out, well, how do they get all the way across the galaxy? You know, and we don't see how that's possible. Maybe they don't. Maybe that's where they're coming from. That's one of the theories as well. But again, you know, we see these pictures and we have to ask ourselves at least two primary questions. Are those ancient ruins or are they currently occupied? And if they're currently occupied, is it aliens or us? We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
For myself.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our discussion about this whole thing about is the moon populated, and we're kind of taking a new look at this. The discussion about is the moon populated, I think, is worn out. I mean, it's a boring discussion for me. If that's all we're going to do is talk about is the moon populated, it's a boring discussion. But I think what enlivens the discussion, in fact, it's a watered down and diluted discussion now because the overload of information, and that information includes a whole bunch of opinions that have been input as though they are knowledge. And so it just gets to be a mess. But what enlivens it for me, and I think it will for you, is when you start thinking about some of those things you've heard and really question those things to see, put them to the test and see. We have heard that, for instance, there are alien bases on the moon, or there were, but they're all gone now. All the aliens are gone now. We've heard various reasons for that. Some of those reasons are beyond our ability to put to the test, like the unselfish aliens made the selfish aliens leave the moon. Maybe. If you figure out a way to put that to the test, please send it to me in an email and we'll do it on the air. We have heard that, as I said, that there were U.S. and Russian bases on the moon, and maybe still are. But then we have also heard all this discussion about how you could not even, there's no way for humans to get from Earth to the moon because of the Van Allen radiation belts. Remember? And that's one of the big deals about how we know that the Apollo missions never went to the moon. That's one of the big factors in that. Well, first of all, Dr. Van Allen himself, you know, the Van Allen radiation belts, the guy that discovered them, Dr. Van Allen himself says that's rubbish, that it would not cook you if you went skirted through the edge of it. Another thing about the Van Allen radiation belts is it's a belt, not a sphere. The Van Allen radiation belt is like a donut around the Earth. It extends way, way out there. But it's not a sphere. So it is not necessary to fly through it all the way to the moon. If you leave orbit at an incline and climb up over that radiation belt and drop back down the other side as you get to the moon, as you approach the moon, then you are only, if at all, you are only skirting the very thin outer edge of that Van Allen radiation belt. And you're doing it only for that long, as you climb out and drop back down to the moon. So did Apollo do that? Now, this show's not about did the Apollo missions go to the moon, but did Apollo climb out that way? Yes, they did. Their flight trajectory is published. Go look it up. I think they left Earth orbit at 31 degrees inclined to the equator. And they climbed out, up and over, and down the other side. So, this idea that you could not, I mean, you know, there's, you have one group of people who are out there saying, well, there's a joint U.S.-Russian base on the moon. There was and is. I've heard both. I don't know. But I have heard both of those right here on this show with guests. And so if that's true, then the thing about Van Allen radiation belt making it impossible to get to the moon can't be true. and vice versa. If that Van Allen radiation belt story is true, then there never could have been a joint U.S.-Russian base on the moon, and there cannot be one there today. One of those is true, and the other is, well, that I started to say one of those is true. One of the Van Allen story is either true or not true, and if it's not true, it makes it possible that the story about the Russian U.S. base makes it possible that that's true. Dr. Van Allen said himself that the whole thing about it would cook them and they there's no way they could get to the moon, he said that's nonsense. So I think he probably knows. And then you read the published flight trajectory for the Apollo missions, and they didn't just leave Earth and head to the moon. They climbed out. I think it was at a 31-degree incline. And so they go up and over and drop back down to the moon. Now, there's a lot of radiation in high-altitude flying here in the United States, in Russia, in Canada, in France, everywhere on the planet. When you get up above a certain altitude, you're exposed to a lot of radiation. Does that stop it from happening? And does it kill the people that do it? It might not be good for their health, but it happens every single day. And there's a lot of radiation in space, just out there in space. Does that prevent our astronauts from living long term on the International Space Station? No, it doesn't. Now, let's move on beyond that. The point is this. If the story about Van Allen belts making it impossible to get to the moon were true, then there's no way there could ever be a human base of any kind on the moon. That means then that whatever we see in terms of structures and buildings on the moon has to be alien. But the fact is, the Van Allen radiation belt, according to Dr. Van Allen, and according to the flight plan of NASA and the trajectory of those Apollo flights, was not a problem in getting to the moon at all. So it's a possibility, isn't it? So we'll put that one over in the possible basket. It is possible that there may be human bases on the moon, and maybe they've been there for a long time. All right. Let's ask ourselves about that theory that there were alien bases on the moon, but they're gone now. Well, have you been to YouTube and have you looked up UFOs on the moon? Because people with telescopes are filming flying UFOs all over the moon. And I'm calling them UFOs because I don't know what they are, but they're flying and they go all over the moon. They change directions. Go look that up. Somebody is there. So I think the story that all the aliens are gone, probably, that's probably not so. On the other hand, that could be, those could be UFOs of human origin, because it is possible that there could be human bases on the moon. All right, so let's take a look at some more photographs. And let's just see why I say the evidence is clear. somebody is there. What's on our screen right now is a photograph of the Belyaev crater. And in this crater, we can see a V formation, very clearly see a V formation. This V formation is made up of seven lights. They appear to be mounted to a V-shaped superstructure. And all in front of that V and all around that V shape, and it's big, it is big, but all in front and around, there's a whole bunch of light. I defy anybody to look at this and say, well, that just looks like a normal natural structure to me. That doesn't look like anybody built that. I defy anybody to be able to say that with a straight face. This is a pretty good picture. And, you know, if you want to go check it out, go to the Belyaev crater and zoom, zoom, zoom away. Next up, I've got two pictures. Now, one of these pictures, I was not, the one at the top left, I was not able to track it down. Other than it is from the ASU group of pictures. But I was not able to track down this picture. And that doesn't mean it isn't there. It means I ran out of time. The photograph shows a grid work on the ground. By grid work, I mean it is obviously covered up. By covered, I mean with sand or whatever is on the moon, whatever you call that stuff, regolith, I think is what they call it. Anyway, it's covered. This appears to be ancient, buried in the soil. And what we're looking at is the kind of thing that archaeologists go ape over when they get one of these on Earth, you know, a satellite photograph of Earth showing something like this, because they can look at that and they say, there are the signs of ancient civilization right there. And if we dig right there, we're going to find walls and buildings and stuff. And that's what this looks like. So that one is ancient, on the moon. The other one is current, and I know where it is because I did a show on this and got a lot of criticism, loads and loads of criticism from that. But I'm not backing off of it. What do you see in that picture at the bottom? It's current. By current, I mean that was taken within the last, you know, couple of years or so. It's in Tycho Crater. And the question here is, what do you see? I mean, come on. I had people that sent me email telling me that all of that is pixelation. No, it's not. It's a damn building. It is a huge building. It is not pixelation. And it is on the moon. And it is a rather modern-looking building as well. All right, we're going to be back right after this break. Another picture or two.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our discussion about the possibility of the moon actually being populated. Okay, so we've talked about these theories that we've all heard. We've heard them hashed, and rehashed. According to scientists and according to the flight trajectory published for the Apollo flights, getting to the moon was possible. Whether or not you think we went to the moon in the Apollo flights is not the issue. The issue is, could it be possible for humans to get to the moon and to set up some kind of base or colony? And the answer to that appears to be yes. And by the way, on the Apollo thing, just because you prove a picture is faked doesn't mean the mission was. It means they didn't give you the real picture. Figure that out. All right. Now, let's talk about, is it possible that this is the actual base being used by the extraterrestrials that visit Earth now? Well, obviously, if they are there, that is possible. Now, I've already dealt with that theory that all the aliens are gone. Somebody's flying stuff up there. That's for sure. Somebody is flying stuff all over the moon, and you can watch it in videos. That's for sure. So it's either the aliens or it's our species. If our species can be there, and if we've got that stuff to fly, it seems to me that aliens could be there as well, and that they would have neat stuff to fly. I think that the evidence is in the gray area on this theory, that the aliens are using that as a base and visiting the Earth. However, it seems reasonable that if they are there, that they would. They'd drop over for a visit now and then. And is it possible that they are there? Well, as I said, somebody is flying there. Somebody is flying craft all over the moon, and they get picked up on video. Go to YouTube, check it out yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go over there and check it out for yourself. There is an interesting thing, though. A very interesting thing about the moon, and
all of these theories about, is it populated? There is a story about the aliens telling our astronauts, don't come back. And then NASA canceled future missions to the moon. They had two of them already paid for and one of them already built and already had the crew ready to go. All they had to do is snap a few things together. It was mostly done. All they had to do is snap a few things together and put the crew in the nose and light the fire in the tail of the bird, and it was ready to go. It was already paid for. And they canceled. Boom, that's it. We're not going back. And they said, well, it was a budget problem. Nonsense. It was already paid for. So that's pretty curious, isn't it? We're not going back. And then we have that story about, well, the aliens told the astronauts, don't come back. You're not welcome here. You put those two together, and it would appear that aliens are present on the moon. At least, I'm not saying that's a fact. I'm saying if you put all of that together, that's where it points. It points to the aliens are on the moon. So why are we not going back? President Bush, after all those many, many years, those many decades of not going back to the moon and no explanation to the world or to the American people, after all those many, many years, President Bush made the announcement that he had directed NASA to build the stuff to go back to the moon and set up a colony on the moon, a base, and then proceed from there on to Mars. And everybody was excited about it. And the current administration came in, and the current administration said, nope, we're not going back to the moon. Not now, not in the future. It's not going to happen. Why? Again, they cited budget. They said, well, we've already been there. Okay, let's assume we have. If the European countries had taken that approach to the New World, history and culture would be a whole lot different than it is right now. It would still all be in the hands of the native people. Just because one explorer found one something, the European countries didn't say, okay, we've been there. That's enough. We don't need to go back. You know what they said? That's cool. Let's send some more ships. And there was a flood of explorers coming to what they called the New World for a long time. So this whole thing doesn't make sense unless there are two possibilities and maybe a third. One, maybe the aliens are there and told us not to come back, just like that rumor. Maybe that's real. Two, we have such a level of development, secret development already there. We, our species. I don't know if it's, you know, United States or Russia or both of us together or all of us plus the European Union and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Indians and the Bulgarians and everybody, France and everybody. I don't know. But there is the possibility that we already have there on the moon an extremely high level of development. Bases, buildings, technology, that the decision has been made, we'll not be going back to the moon. And the reason we're not going to go back to the moon is our cameras are too good now. And everybody's going to see that stuff. We're going to keep it a secret. That's a possibility. The level of our development. We're there. It's possible. We're there. And we have really developed some stuff there. It's also possible that the aliens told us, don't come back. Either one of those. The third possibility is that the level of our development would be obvious, and that it would be obvious that we are working in conjunction with extraterrestrials. In other words, way too advanced for just us. And for whatever reason, you and I know the powers that be don't want anybody to even think there are extraterrestrials. For whatever reason. Even though we know there are. And they know we know. They know they let all that evidence out in pictures and stuff. And they know. They're quite aware that their stories aren't working anymore. They know that. So there's those three possibilities. At the bottom of all of this is the question, is somebody on the moon? And those pictures we looked at answer the question. Those pictures we looked at say yes. You know, if all you had was a beer can laying on the moon, if that's it, you just had a beer can laying on the moon and we got a picture of it. And the question is, has somebody been here? The answer is the beer can. It's there. Obviously, somebody put it there, right? Well, the same thing is true of these buildings that we see. They're there. Somebody did it. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so delighted you are here, and we are talking about the question, is our moon populated? But, you know, I said this is this whole thing about is the moon populated is really sort of a worn-out topic, and people have just beat it to death. I'll tell you, it's equivalent to saying, do you think UFOs exist? Well, I mean, do you think doorknobs exist? It's a worn-out issue. Yes, of course they exist. We don't know what they are. We don't know where they came from. But yes, they exist. The doorknobs, we know where they came from. I'm talking about UFOs. We know where the doorknobs came from, all right? UFOs, we don't know where they came from. But do they exist? That's a worn-out question. Is the moon populated? That's a worn-out question. But people keep rehashing it. And I think it's a dumb question. Because we've got the pictures of the stuff. Somebody is there. Now, you might say, well, now, we don't know. It could be, you know, from ancient times. Well, some of it is. But, you know, doggone it, some of these big buildings, the lights are on. If the lights are on, somebody is home. Doesn't that make sense? The telephone is open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. I am interested in your opinions about any of this, but I am also very interested in your opinion about this. If we assume that these pictures tell the story, and I think they do. I think they tell the story. Then the moon has been populated for a very long time and is populated today. We see on our screen now a very ancient archaeological kind of a picture. We can see that there are ruins under the soil. And we see a much more modern, within the last couple of years, photograph that shows a big complex. A big complex. So they're there. There's not a question, is the moon populated? They are there, and it has been populated for a very long time. Here's the question, though, and I'm really curious about this. Do you think that our species has some of those bases? Do you think we are there already? And what do you think, if you think we are there, what do you think we are doing there? Now, I guess mining But where's that stuff going to? Did you go look at the gasoline, or for those of you in other parts of the world, the petrol or the benzene prices today? Did you see how much they jumped in the past 2 days? So if we're mining something up there, where's all that stuff going, and who's getting the benefit of it? What are they mining? Do you think that these bases are, I'm calling them bases, I mean, I don't know, that, you know, that might be, we're looking at the thing in Tycho Crater, that might be some kind of a resort for the elite, who knows? But it might be some kind of industrial operation as well. Who knows? But if that's not us, that's aliens. What do you think they're up to? Now, let's think about this. Let's really, really consider this. And here's another point for us to think about. If there are aliens there, and I think the evidence is that there are, if there are aliens there, what's the big secret, and why can't we know about it? What is it about those aliens that prohibits us from knowing about it? Well, we can know, but I mean, from being told officially about it. What's the deal with that, huh? What's the big freaking secret? Why is it such a big, bad topic and a big, bad secret? Now, there is a mystery worth cogitating. Now, if these aliens are suitable to be our colleagues in joint bases, why are they not suitable for you and I to know them? Why, or even know about them? Now, some of you are remote viewers, and you have been there, and you have seen some of these things, and you know what's going on from the remote viewing standpoint. Let us hear from you. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Haya from Victoria.
Hello, Haya.
Hi. Yes, I've been listening to you, and I would say definitely the moon is populated right now.
Uh-huh.
When I was living in the Middle East in the middle to late 60s, there was a very huge moon a particular evening, and a lot of us were out in the lawn. It was a clear, clear night. And you know when the moon gets really big and clear, we watched a triangle go right past it.
Uh-huh.
And the whole kibbutz in Israel saw it, and everybody was just astounded. And then we watched other anomalies going in and out. Looked like it was going in and out of the moon.
Now, and were you, let me turn this back up. Were you using a telescope, or were you using just the naked eye?
It was the naked eye.
So it had to be.
It was an extreme. Well, in that part of the world, when you know yourself, when you get certain places in the world, when it's a really big full moon, it's clear, you can see very clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. And but what I'm thinking about is if this triangle was over at the moon, it had to be enormous.
It was. It was massive because you could see it with the naked eye. I mean, I could put my finger, my index finger,
mm-hmm.
was about, if I'm looking up there, yeah, it was just about half of my index finger.
And it now, do you think it was at the moon, or do you think it was like way high up in our atmosphere or out in space.
No. It was really up near the moon because those anomalies were trailing behind it, and then they branched off and went down. It looked like they were going into something, and then a few minutes later they'd come out, and then they would go into this triangle-looking thing, and then it would continue on, and it went around the moon anyways because it looked like it was going around the moon because it went out of sight.
And when was this? What year?
1967. I think it was June, sometime in June.
Are you aware of anybody that got any? Well, there wouldn't have been video.
No, they didn't have videos then.
No, not back then. Did anybody get any photographs, like with a telephoto lens or anything?
Two of the girls tried to get a photograph, but they didn't have the right type of camera.
They tried. What was the reaction of the other people around you?
They were quite stunned. Everybody kind of stopped. It started off with a few of us were looking at the sky, and then, you know, people are like, they're looking at something, so they're looking up, and all of a sudden they say, oh my God, what's that? And we had a whole crowd in the end. Just totally astonished. Nobody knew what it was, but they knew it was far enough away. And one person from the kibbutz actually reported to the locals. So I don't know what happened after that.
Okay, so...
But it was really interesting.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you think the moon is populated by extraterrestrials, or is it populated by us, or by both?
I would say both. Now, I say that because I've met certain people like Robert Dean, Andy Bajago, and others, you know, who've actually either been in the DARPA program or in Black Ops. And I've talked to them face-to-face, without cameras, without a lot of people around, you know, in Washington, in a very remote area. So there's not like a lot of people aren't focusing on them so much. And I got a lot of information and very honest.
Uh-huh. Okay, do you have any information or at least a theory, a guess, as to what are the humans doing there and what are the aliens doing?
Well, I can speculate.
All right.
From what I've heard and what I've gathered just over a long period of time, the moon has a lot of different types of minerals because of the color. Some of the colors denote certain minerals. So I think that maybe we didn't go up at first, but I'm pretty sure we got help later.
So what do you think? What do you think of the story?
I think that humans are being not so much control, but maybe monitored how we behave.
Okay, so what do you think of the story that the aliens told us don't come back?
That the what?
The aliens told the astronauts don't come back. What do you think of that story?
Well, just put it this way. If I was an ET and I took a look at our species, I'd say the same thing.
Yeah, but if they told us don't come back and we are there now, what changed?
Maybe we did. Maybe our attitude changed.
Yeah, we're killing people more often and more efficiently now.
I know. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's a different... Maybe the ETs that are up there, or EBEs, or as James Zahorat puts, maybe they're biological entities opposed to, you know, ET beings.
Okay.
Possibly we are working with them or in.
I cannot. That's part of the whole discussion I can't reconcile, and that is if. If the story is true that the aliens told us don't come back, if that's true, and if it is true that humans are there now, I can't reconcile
it. It would either be one of two things. The people or the ETs that were there and told us not to come back are no longer there.
Well, that's a possibility, yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe they were there at the time and they've left for whatever reason, and a new group is there, for all I know. I mean, this is just speculation here. I mean,
why do you think?
But I would say if we are there, and the reason why we don't know about it, I'm pretty sure somebody's benefiting.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, why do you think it's such a big secret? Why is it such a big secret about, I mean, if they are there, why not just tell us?
Well, I guess the powers that be don't want us knowing too much. Yeah. Because if we are there and we are mining, which is possible, I mean, who knows, but it's possible, what are we gaining from it? And if that gain is very selective for certain people, the rest of the planet wouldn't know much about it.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, take a look at our species. We're the only species on the face of the earth that are extremely destructive. But how we relate to other entities or, you know, ETs, I have no idea. It would be the, I guess it would depend upon what species of ET you're referring to, and who were the people that were talking to them, and were they credible?
Are you familiar with the Clementine crater?
Not a lot, but yes, a little bit.
The picture that is up now was taken during the mission where they just photographed every square centimeter of the Clementine crater. And are you able to see the picture that's
looks
up?
Like buildings.
Yeah, with a tower of some kind.
Yeah, and if it's, yeah, I know. And the thing is, I'd love to see if we could get it, you know, even sharper, because if they're not buildings, then I suspect they're equipment.
Yeah, you know, this looks like something industrial to me.
Yeah.
And for those who are watching the longitude and latitude there, and the picture, for those who are not watching, is LO5, Lunar Orbiter 5-125-H2A. That's the picture. And, you know, I think that's alien, because that most of that mission was, the pictures were classified. Most of them are still classified.
That's true. They won't let them out.
Mm-hmm. And
well, as I said, if we aren't there, there's a definite presence there without a shadow of a doubt.
Do you think
it's not us? It's got to be somebody else.
Is it a good thing for us to be on the moon?
To be really honest, I would, at this point in time, with the moral integrity that humanity has, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to grow up a little bit and become a little bit kinder to humanity and other people. We're very warlike and very destructive. I don't think if I was an ET, I'd really welcome humanity there.
Yeah. Okay, well, hi, I'm going to run along, but I want to thank you for a fascinating call.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What do you think? Do you think that we should be there?
Yeah. I do. I think we should be, in at least in some way, we should be present on every populated planet and moon in our solar system.
Uh-huh.
I think
we are right now.
Yeah, I think we probably are. But, you know, let me tell you why.
Why?
I think that we need diplomatic relations. We need allies. We need people to work with. All through, wherever they are, we need them not to be our enemies. And we need to not be their enemies. And that takes diplomacy.
That's true.
And I've always, You know, sometimes people say, well, we ought to cut off diplomatic relations with this country or that country. And, you know, okay, you make a point when you do that, but you better make sure it's a big, big point because it's the last one you're going to make. Once you stop talking, there's only one step left, and that's fighting.
Yeah, you're right. And we could use some intervention on a positive note, couldn't we?
If there's going to be intervention, we certainly want it to be positive, and we need to have diplomatic relations so that we can sort of steer and guide whatever intervention happens, if it's going to happen.
True. And, thank you very much, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, you know, when you stop talking, there's only one step left. And if you take that, somebody loses. It's not necessary. Diplomacy's a good thing. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Tony from Norman.
Tony, did you get the package?
I did not.
All right, you call me after the show tonight.
On this number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and what is on your mind relative to the show tonight?
I think that the moon is definitely populated.
Uh-huh.
Probably alien and us.
Okay, why do you think we are there? I mean, what makes you think that we are there?
Because of what Ben Rich said in 1993.
Yeah, Ben Rich, Lockheed Skunk Works.
Yes.
And but go ahead and say what it is that he said that impressed you.
He said that we now have the technology to take ET home. Anything you can think of, we can already do.
And when it's someone like the guy that said it, Ben Rich, when it's somebody like him, you got to take that pretty seriously.
Yes, I do. And what's going on? What are we doing? Who knows? Probably mining helium 3.
Do you think
using it for Richard Dolan? Talked about that breakaway civilization. Maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think it's like, I put a picture up of the big complex in Tycho Crater, and I said, right. Who knows, that might be some kind of resort for the elite. Do you think something like that is really possible?
I'll put it this way. I don't think anything would surprise me. I don't think it's impossible.
Well,
definitely don't think it's impossible.
You know, it would take a lot of money for somebody to be able to get from Earth to the moon and camp out at one of those resorts, if that's a resort. But there are people on this planet that have a lot of money. There are a lot of billionaires on this planet.
I agree with that, but if we are using some kind of technology like the aliens use, then it probably costs us near nothing to go from here to the moon and back.
Well, in terms of fuel, yeah, in terms of fuel, that's true. But in terms of building that technology and then keeping it a secret, it would be very expensive.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity, let's say that's a resort for the elite, and let's say you're one of the elite, and you had the opportunity to go spend the weekend at the Lunar Hilton or whatever it is, would you do it? Would you do it?
Of course, yes.
Would you?
Yes, definitely.
You want to hang on through this break?
Certainly.
All right. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this break. Don't go away. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the telephone with me is Tony from Oklahoma. Tony, we were talking about, you know, if you had the opportunity to go and visit one of these places, would you go? Now, let me rephrase that question. Let me ask it a little different way. If that's, let's say that, let's just take the big complex there in the Tycho Crater. Let's say that's totally alien, but it's a big resort for them. And you had the opportunity to go visit that. It's not a human resort, but it's all going to be aliens there. Would you go?
Only aliens. There are no humans there, just aliens.
Yeah, you'll be the only human. Would you go?
I would have to say, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd have to go. And, you get your picture taken with a whole bunch of those little guys, you know, and or, you know, whatever they are, big guys, little guys. And you could come back here to Earth and you could show those pictures and everybody would tell you they were photoshopped.
I was listening to an old archive of another program last night, and this guy was talking about getting in touch with Billy Meyer, and he went over there to Billy's house and went to neighbors' houses to see if the neighbors had seen anything. And he went up to this one guy, a farmer, and he said there was a guy there, a man there earlier in the day that was 7 meters tall, or 21 feet.
Okay, so
21 feet tall, uh-huh. And he showed him the footprint. There was a footprint behind the barn of this man. That I'd like to have seen.
Well, you know, it's not impossible. It certainly, if we take things as they normally happen, we would say no, it didn't happen. But I've lived long enough and seen enough weird stuff to say, well, it's not impossible. Could be.
That's what I say. It's not impossible.
Yeah.
Improbable, maybe, but not impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know Steve Quayle?
I know who Steve Quayle is, yes.
On his website, he's got a thing about giants, and he talks about human remains or skeletons that have been found anywhere from 8 feet tall to 25 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there have been some real, real giants on this planet.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, well, Tony, give me that call after the show, all right?
Will do.
All right.
Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right, what about you? 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. You know, we have a couple of things we got to kind of deal with our minds here, since apparently, we're never going to be told officially that the moon is populated, and yet, the stuff is there. You know, all it would take, I mentioned this earlier, all it would take would be for a camera on one of these orbiters to get a picture of a beer can. And that does it right there. You don't have to have big structures. There's a beer can, somebody's been there, right? Well, the same thing applies when you do have these big structures, and we do have them. They are there. They are photographed. People see them through telescopes. NASA has photographed them. The Russian Space Agency has photographed them. And the Japanese, and we could go on and on and on. Everybody that's been up there has photographed this stuff. It's there. It obviously got built by somebody. Right? All right, so let's take this a little step further. You know, I asked Tony if you had the chance to go there, And, you know, would you go? Yes. If you had the chance to go there and it was all aliens and no other humans, would you go? He said, I'd have to say yes. So let me ask you one step further. What if you had the opportunity to move there, to live on the moon? Would you do it if there was a human base there? And would you do it if it was not a human base, it was aliens? Would you be willing to move there? There's very obvious architecture and obvious technology photographed by NASA and others on the moon. So that makes it a pretty simple deduction, doesn't it? I mean, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure this out. If it's there, it got there somehow. If it is there and it is manufactured, you know, like a building or a tower, if that's the case, if it's manufactured, it had a manufacturer. It had someone present there. And I think they probably still are there. But if you had the opportunity to go there and to live there, just move there, would you do it? I don't know that I would. I would visit almost any place. You know, I mean, if they said, hey, you know, we got a craft headed over to Venus tomorrow. We've designed it where it can survive landing and you won't be crushed. You know, by the pressure. Would you like to go? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd be on it. We got a craft that, you know, we've designed. It's headed over to Ganymede. Would you go? I would. I would visit just about anywhere that I had the opportunity to go visit. And that's saying something because I hate traveling. You know, I used to travel all the time. Thousands of miles, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles per year. And I got where I hated it. I like being there. I like once I'm there, I like visiting someplace I haven't been before, but it's that trip. I don't like that. And so, you know, a trip over to Mars or Ganymede or Venus, or, I mean, it's saying something for me to say, yeah, I would do it because I hate traveling. But my curiosity is so intense about these places and about what's really there and what's really going on that I would have to say yes. I really would. I would have to say yes. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. This is a topic I think you really ought to engage your mind with because I think we are pretty close. I don't mean next week. That's not what I mean. But I think we're pretty close to things spilling over into forced, I wouldn't say disclosure, but admissions. I think we're pretty close to the point where NASA and the various parts of our government that constitute the powers that be regarding this kind of information, I think they're going to be forced into some admissions pretty soon. You know, one of the things that's forcing that is that there are more and more people with better and better telescopes that are videotaping from their own telescope craft leaving the moon, coming to the moon, landing on the moon, flying across the moon. Somebody is doing that. Somebody is there. And, you know, these videos, I said it earlier in the show, it bears saying again, go over to YouTube and check it out. Take a look at the videos. There are many videos at YouTube that will pop up if you just put in UFOs on the moon. You will find videos where you can watch UFOs flying on the moon. And they were videotaped, most of them, by someone just like you that has a telescope, a good telescope, aimed at the moon, and they videotaped UFOs flying on the moon. So that sort of evidence popping up and proliferating around the internet, that sort of stuff is going to kind of have force them into admitting some things. Maybe not disclosing much, but finally admitting, yeah, we're there. Or, yeah, there are extraterrestrials there. And I don't see how that I don't see how they can avoid that, because there's, as I say, a proliferation of this kind of evidence around the internet. Now I'm going to put another picture up, and this is a picture that everybody has seen. Every time I go look at pictures on the internet having to do with anomalies on the moon, this picture shows up. No one ever credits this picture. And I haven't been able to find it. If that is on the moon, it is rather amazing. Because it appears to be, you know, the ruins of some ancient building. It appears to be, you know, an ancient site in ruins, but walls still standing. There appears to be a pool of water to the right. There appears to be at least one road. Now, as I say, I find this when I go over and start searching on the internet for pictures of, you know, anomalies on the moon. Because, you know, I've seen a lot of these many, 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 many times. But new ones come along, and you got to kind of keep up, you know, so you go back and look again. And every time I go, I find that picture, and I've never seen it credited. I don't know. It's always in that bunch of pictures about moon anomalies, lunar anomalies. But nobody's ever credited it, so I don't know if that really is on the moon. I don't know if that's a NASA picture or if that's something on Earth that they're putting up there and saying that's the moon. It looks like something that could be on Earth. It really does. And yet, it's a black and white picture. And so, you know, it's got the black and white that we usually see the moon in, which, of course, the moon is not black and white. It's full color. But if you happen to know about that picture, if you happen to know where that is, give me a call. Let me know. What do you think about going to the moon? You know, the current administration has said, nope, not going now, not going never. Do you think that's wise? Do you think that we should not go back to the moon, or do you think we should go to the moon? I think we should, you know, and I think it's populated, but that's the main reason I think we should go. We should go there and establish relations with whoever is there and try to establish good relations with whoever is there. And I don't think it's impossible to do so. I think it is entirely possible. In fact, I think it's probably been done. But I think going to the moon is important. And I think it should be part of what NASA is up to. It isn't, but it should be. All right, we're going to take a break. See if you can find your phone. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach. That means we only have a few minutes left. If you're going to call, got to do it now. 623-444-5889. Telephone is open, and caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
Hi. I just have some random thoughts here.
Okay.
First of all, anywhere on the earth, I don't care where you are on the earth, if you're looking at the full moon, no matter where you're at, and you see triangles flying in front of the, if you believe that they are in front of the moon, they would have to be enormous.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they couldn't be enormous, but you're saying also that that we're going to have to come clean because of new evidence from the moon. But yet, you know, we have more evidence of UFOs on the Earth, and people just ridicule it.
Well, stupid people do. Stupid people and people being paid by various government agencies do. You know, most of the people around the planet, while they don't really want to think about it, they don't really want to talk about it, you know, most of them, according to polls, think that UFOs are real and that the governments are withholding information about it.
You know what? It seems like it doesn't matter what the people think.
It doesn't. Polls. When it comes to your government responding to you, no, it does not matter what you think.
And you know what else? Normally, and like you said, being an explorer, I remember when we landed on the moon, mm-hmm. and I really envisioned two-way traffic coming to the moon.
Yeah, well, and they were talking about that, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And that would be normal. I mean, that would be a normal course of events. Just like you said, explorers explore, and when they find something, they just go right out and habit it.
We did the exact opposite of the entire history of the entire species of humans on this planet. We did the exact opposite of that with the moon. And that does not make sense. We went there, we explored, we found that we could get there. We found that it was an amazing place. It was mineral rich. We had plans to build a base there. And then, bam, we're not going back. That flies in the face of the entirety of human history. Because explorers explore.
That's the part I don't understand. And that leaves credence to me that we were warned off the moon.
Well, yeah. I can't say that I know that story is true, but that certainly makes me raise an eyebrow and say, it looks like it could be. Looks like it could be true. So now let me ask you, If it is true that we were warned off of the moon, and if it is true that we have bases there now, what changed?
You know what? I think the part of our government is aligned with whoever warned us off the moon, and we weren't warned totally off the moon. We were specifically told what we're able to do and what we're not able to do. Because if Ben Rich said that we have all this technology, it wouldn't cost billions to go to these. You wouldn't just be billionaires that would go to the moon.
Well, I don't know. Look, if you think about the building of technology where you don't have to use rocket fuel, that's extremely expensive technology. And so, yeah, you can believe whoever builds it, if they sell tickets to ride in it, it's going to be extremely expensive to ride in it.
You know what? I'd have to change my opinion on that and agree with you that there's a cost to everything, and and to be able to do this would be a great cost.
Yeah, but I think I think it has been done.
Yes, yes, I do too. I think, like we said, you know, we've been to Mars quicker than everything else. I liked your idea that we need all the friends we can use diplomatically.
Yeah, you know, I didn't used to have that opinion. I used to say, you know, well, if they're going to do that, we ought to just close our embassy and bring our ambassadors home. And you know what? It makes a point. But having worked overseas in all those different countries, I realize something. It makes that point. Yeah, it does. But there's only one thing left that happens after that. And it involves people dying. And, you know, when you quit talking because you're ticked off, you quit talking, the very next thing that's going to happen, if anything happens, the next thing, the only thing that happens, is a war.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense to me when you basically said that the first time.
Uh-huh.
And one more thing, Kevin, is I if someone approached me to go to the moon or something like that.
Are you still there? We just lost your audio. There you are.
I'm not rich, I'm not famous or anything like that. I'm not sure I would come back.
So you would stay?
No, not stay. I'm saying it might be subterfuge.
Oh.
You know, I might be food stock, I might be a sexual object, I might be an experiment.
Well, I used to, when I was a lot younger, I used to say if they have a breeding colony on Mars or on the moon, I'll sign up, you know. I mean that's not a serious view. Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah.
But I think I would go for a visit, but I don't think, you know, as bad as things are on this planet, it is home, and it's where people who are like me exist. And it's fair game to go visit anywhere. I would visit anywhere, but I do want to come home.
That's what I mean. If somebody offered me the chance to go somewhere, it would have to be expensive, and for them to pay my way or something, I couldn't see it being on the up and up.
Well, yeah, but you know, if NASA says, okay, we got this secret space fleet, and we can actually get to Mars in the next few minutes, actually, the next 45 minutes or so. We got one going. It's got a few problems. We're not sure it's going to make it, but we got a seat on there. Would you like to go? If they just offered it to me like that, yeah, I'd go. I'd take that chance. But you know, once we get there, I don't want to stay. I want to visit, and then I want to catch the next one home, you know, and come back home. With all of our problems on this planet, and with all the warts we've got, I still like us. And I think there's hope for us. And sometimes I wonder if the hope may not all be achieved during my lifetime, but I think there's hope for us. And with all of our warts, you know, and problems that we've got, I think there's hope for us. And so I want to be around us. Hey, we've run out of time. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Kevin.
You
bet.
Bye. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.